Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a little post-convention coverage, trying to bring you all the important DPW speeches. We featured Godlewski, we featured Mandel Barnes. Now I'm going to play the best speech of all the U.S. senatorial candidates, at least in my humble opinion, Tom Nelson's beer. He compared himself to the Spotted Cow and then the Bud Light, but listen for yourself. See if you were moved. Play it for the people. Fancy Brian, Tom Nelson.
All right. Good morning, Democrats. I'm Tom Nelson, a proud fifth-generation Wisconsin Democrat from Outagamie County. I've been elected six times in a Trump county. I live in Ron Johnson's backyard. His Fox Valley voters are my voters. Now, this is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin Convention, so I don't think there's much I need to say to this crowd about our urgent mission to send this lying, treason-loving, woman-hating Putin stooge back to his Florida vacation home to be with his billionaire's father's money.
This is where Tom started winning over the crowd.
So we can all agree that Ron Johnson stinks. But let me use some metaphors we all understand to tell you why I think I'm the right candidate to take back this seat, Russ Feingold's seat and Gaylord Nelson's seat. Here in Wisconsin, we like beer, right? Now, I'm not a big drinker, but let me use beer to make the case for my candidacy and why it is unique. In my hand here is a Spotted Cow. A strong, beloved, homegrown beer from New Glarus, a small town in Greene County here in Wisconsin. This beer knows what it is. It is employee-owned, so workers share in the profits and makes no excuses for what it stands for. When the Spotted Cow was first introduced, I'm sure no one thought it could take on the Budweisers of this world with so much more name recognition, money, and resources. Now, a lot of those beers are from out of state. They have no real history here. They are now owned by a billion-dollar foreign corporation based in Belgium, England, and Canada, and they sure taste watered down. Now, I'm not the weak beer. I'm the Democrat who alone among the candidates has consistently campaigned on Medicare for All as the only way to fix our broken system. I'm the only candidate here who's spoken out against Line 5, a rotten artery of fossil fuels fueling catastrophic climate change in the North Woods. I'm the only candidate who has opposed Donald Trump's racist Title 42 immigration policy that turns back refugees based on bad faith COVID BS. I'm the only one who has called for a new dairy revitalizing profit pricing system so we can finally stop the annihilation of the small Wisconsin family farm. And after Friday's abomination of a decision sending women back to the dark ages, I'm proud to be the only candidate who has said we need to expand the Supreme Court. My advocacy is not weak. It is not timid. It isn't poll tested in a lab. It's based on what's the right thing to do. Because to beat Ron Johnson, we cannot offer weak beer. To beat Ron Johnson, we will need someone who can grow and expand our margins and win in places where we used to win. We have to win in places like Outagamie County, home of Joe McCarthy, where I've won six times and where I helped save 300 union jobs, as I documented in this book. Places like Polk County, where my dairy farm grandparents revered Gaylord Nelson. Now, We know we're facing strong headwinds. And that's why, to win, my fellow Democrats, we need a strong Wisconsin beer candidate, especially at a time when Americans are rightfully frustrated by a Washington that doesn't look out for them. Two-thirds of the Senate are millionaires like Ron Johnson, whose money has distanced themselves from the hopes and dreams and pain of working families. So I urge you this morning to join our bold, homegrown, Wisconsin-driven, spotted cow campaign, because I'll tell you this, if we do serve weak beer this November, we are all in for one hell of a hangover.
Well said, Tom Nelson. I gave him the old attaboy out in the hallway, and he gave me the very spotted cow. I hold it in my hand. The spotted cow caucus, if you will. Well done. But a little late in the game to affect the outcome of the straw polling, I'd like to tell you how it went. Wispolitics always makes a tradition of straw polling the Dem Party attendees at the old convention. Here's how it went. Mandela Barnes was favored by 121 or 32.4% of the 73 delegates and registered guests who cast a vote. Second in that race, Sarah Godlewski at 31.9%, 119, a 2-point margin of victory for Mandela Barnes. Now, the disappointment of the day, at least for the Lazary campaign, his campaign received only 58 votes, or about 15.5%. Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson, good speech, too late in the game to move the straw poll, 35 votes, or about 9.4%. Others that won the straw poll in their respective races, Brookfield State Rep Sarah Rodriguez, we had her on the show Saturday night. She is favored for Lieutenant Governor. She received 241 votes, about 65%, while Hmong Institute CEO Ping Her took 132 votes, about 35%. And conventioners preferred, and this one's troubling to me, preferred Dane County Dem Party Chair Alexis Aboard. No issue there, more so the fact that they chose Alexis Aboard over longtime incumbent Doug LaFollette. It's a little blue-on-blue violence Crudy doesn't like. For the Secretary of State position, Sabar got 252 votes, about 68%, while LaFollette received 121 votes, about 32%. LaFollette's on vacation. He didn't even get a speech. He lost in absentia. In the Treasurer's race, Jillian Patino did quite well, 48.8%. And one other little footnote. The lead singer of Green Day renounced his American citizenship over the weekend in reaction to the overturning of Roe v. Wade. AG Josh Call, a fine guest earlier in this big program. John Nichols, always happy when John Nichols comes around. Tomorrow on the big show, Maggie Dawn, not Evers Chief of Staff, my good friend Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. J6 hearings, they go off at noon. We'll play them live. We'll react afterwards. Please tune in. Dom will be back as well, or at least he's supposed to be.
Why don't you just leave me alone?
If you're not happy here, you can leave.